They don't have that, think they want that. But when they'll have it, when they get it, I guess I should say, then they would, they're going to throw a fit.
Well, that's a lot of these.
Because can you imagine all the entitled people already? That once they get their free education, their free medical care, and they have to wait.
That's all these millennials. They want everything free. They're like, they want free school, but guess what? When the government's paying for it, and they say, well, you know what we need? We need doctors. We need general practitioners. But I want to go to school for a petroleum engineer. No, we don't need those.
Yeah.
So if you want us to pay for your school, you got to go be a doctor.
Right.
Sorry, and you're going to have to go. When you get done, guess what? You got to work for us for 10 years to pay back what we pay for your school. And we're going to send you to fucking Butthole, Alaska.
Yeah.
To practice medicine for 10 years.
You don't get to pick where you go, right?
So.
Right.
Now, if you want to pay for your school, you can go be a patrolman. Yeah, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Right. It's all about, like, be careful what you wish for.
Well.
Because you just might get it.
It is a lot of millennials that are that way. No, it's not all of them.
It's not our millennial. We have two millennials, and they're not like that.
Yeah, they're not like that. But a lot of them are where they want instant gratification.
Right.
They don't want to be told no.
They do, but that's the
they all want a trophy.
They're a product of their environment. However, though, someone brought this up, and this is a very good point when you think about millennials, and I'm just going to kind of defend them just a little bit but. They never ask for those trophies, and that's true. So the parents of these millennials are the ones, or the parents' generations are these millennials, the generation of these millennials. Am I saying that right? Yeah. They're the ones who actually decided that's what we're going to do, because they didn't ask for them. They really didn't. Come on. All right, so.
Okay, but at some point, they become adults.
They do.
And they want to be treated like adults.
Yes.
But they're fucking retarded.
I can't say that. Come on now.
They are.
Come on, why? They're a product of their environment, just
because
like we are.
They do stupid shit like
And we didn't do stupid shit.
I never stood up in my class and told the teacher that I don't think it's fair that I have to take a test because I'm Hispanic.
Somebody said that.
Yes, it's on YouTube. Oh. It's at a university. They didn't think
it's gotten out of hand.
And other students were in the class, they're like, well, we want to take the test.
I'd be like, I don't want to take it either.
But they thought that they shouldn't have to take it because it wasn't fair.
Yeah.
You know.
Look, I know. We could go back and forth all day on that.
Or they want to be able to skip a class and not be punished for, or skip a test, and they don't think they should be punished for.
You know what's interesting about it, millennials? They're not buying houses. They're not having, well, they're having, if they are having kids, they're having kids later on, and a lot of them aren't getting married, like our generation, the generation before that, and
so here okay. It is. This right. Happened
no
in
no matter what I was saying. Go ahead.
But I want you to listen to
all
this.
All right. Well, you didn't tell me that. Why did you let me go on?
Well, I didn't know it was going to start talking. I was trying to find it, and it just started talking. But
okay.
Anyway, this thanks. Berkeley students are protesting an exam.
Can't see my eyes rolling. Listen,
they're accusing the professor of white supremacy in the house like you do. What the fuck has that got to do with you taking your test at Berkeley? Yeah. Are you a student at Berkeley? Not everyone fucking gets to go to Berkeley.
Right.
You do.
Yeah.
But you're special. You don't have to take your fucking test. I mean, really?
All I know is that when I was in a college class, I wouldn't try that.
And now this bitch is preaching to the students about she doesn't know why they're sitting down and not with them. Really? If it was so much white supremacy, then your ass wouldn't even be in that school.
Right now, though, college is a privilege and not a right.
Well, college is a breeding ground for liberal left-wing.
Especially Berkeley, but...
Hey, you shut up!
A lot of people don't make the distinction between privilege and a right.
Well, yeah. Well, mostly millennials. They think that everything is...
I don't know. I know at least one non-millennial
When I say millennials, I'm talking the majority of those people in that demographic. I'm not talking about every one of them. Okay. But it is the majority. It's not, you know...
No, it is.
People like our daughter are the minority.
Right.
Of millennials.
Yes.
That are in college. Very few people of her age or can have conservative ideals and fall on the right side of the political spectrum.
Right.
Most of them are liberal left-leaning. Unless they come from a really conservative, right-leaning household.
Right. And we're not. We're not the very right-leaning household.
No, we're not because...
We're mid, slightly leaning right.
I'm not even Republican. I'm just...
Right.
I consider I'm more of a libertarian. I believe the government should stay out of my business.
Right.
And they should provide little to no services at all.
Right.
Except what they owe me.
Right.
I believe gay people should be able to get married if they want to get married.
Yes, so do I.
I believe you should be able to get an abortion, but I don't want to fucking pay for it. Pay for your own abortion.
Right.
You know, and I'm not a Christian because I'm an atheist. So... I don't have those things in common with the Republican Party.
Right. However, we believe in guns and our
very much right so.
And our freedom of speech. So, in that regard, yes.
But I mean, I think those are just basic. Those are your basic human rights. I mean, rights.
Yeah, but that's a right. That's a very right wing ideal.
Well, because it's being made to be perceived that way by people on the left who think guns are... Every gun's a fucking machine gun.
But that's what I went back to earlier.
And you can push a button and make... No, it's not how it fucking works. Right. You don't push a button.
But that's what I went back to earlier, that there are a lot more, I believe, people who are anti-guns than are pro-guns.
Well, but that's what happens when you send your kids off to college. Some fucking professor gets in their head that, right. You know... Oh, you gotta! It's white privilege, and where is the white privilege? Because I get bills, and I guarantee if I write white privilege on my fucking mortgage and send it in, the bank's going to be like, "What? Well, no, I still need some money."
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in white privilege. I'm sorry, I have not seen it. Nothing's come easy for me. Everything I've got, I've had to work for. And I refuse to believe I got it just because I'm white or considered a white male.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I refuse to believe that. And it's not even a race thing. Because, yeah. I mean, I know you get kind of nervous when I talk about race.
No,
but it's not a race thing.
No, I know, but I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, and what's going through my mind is true. The whole white what'd you just say?
White privilege.
White privilege. White supremacy was coming to my mind, but then also my mind goes to like affirmative action, and I'm for affirmative action because I believe that
there was a time for affirmative action.
I still think it's needed. I do. No. I really do. Nope. I see it though, baby. I do.
No.
I see it.
No.
Because I just don't think that black people get a fair shake still to this day. I don't think that. I don't. I just don't think that.
No. Affirmative action though.
Yeah, but
you got here's the thing.
I see it. I see it.
Things should be based on merit.
It should be.
Okay.
It should be, but it doesn't work that way.
You've got other people.
On paper, it looks good. Hold on.
You're talking about black people not getting a fair shake because they can't. You got people, and I'm not talking about white people. You got Asian students, Hispanic students, white students not getting accepted to schools, even though they have better SAT. Better grades.
I'm not talking about schools.
It's because of affirmative action that a black student gets picked. But this is affirmative action.
Okay.
These students get picked ahead of these people simply because they're black, not because they have better grades, not because they worked harder. That's not fair. I don't care what color you are. And it's not fair.
Come up with a better way, though.
It's not fair you should get a job over someone who's better qualified than you.
I agree with that.
Just because you're black. You shouldn't lower the standards for anything.
But they don't. They day in and day out, still to this day, don't get a fair shake on jobs or.
Give me an example.
I don't have anything.
Well, then that's bullshit. You're just pulling it out of the air.
I'm not. There's still more white people who employ people, I guess you could say, and I just still don't think that it's. Correct. It's I believe that the playing field is still not level. I just really believe that. I don't have any empirical data in front of me to.
Well, then how can you claim that that's the case?
Because I can't. There's things that I can't get into because of what I do. That I just don't think that it should be put out there. I see it day in and day out. I do.
Well, you're talking about people that aren't privileged with certain things like. Money or or a two.
Baby, I know people. I know people.
Who was discriminated against for not getting a job because they were black?
You're asking me to put it out there. Like, I'm not gonna put it out there, but
Look, I'm not saying there ain't people out there who are racist and won't hire somebody
because
they're black.
It's not the utopian. Because everybody gets that a fair happens. Shake. Come on, you know that. You know that it's not the fair world out there. That everybody.
And I know it's not the opposite either. It's not so far that.
But then it's somewhere in between.
That they make it out to where.
Can you concede it's somewhere in between?
That white people have all the breaks.
No, I'm not saying that either. That's absurd. Okay. I can get behind that. However, you can't say that that it's the other way either. You can't say that it's completely level.
It depends. I can't
field,
say that because I don't know who you're talking about. I know.
I'm not gonna give specifics.
You know all
on
my
podcast.
You know my friends that are black.
Yes.
We have the same job. We have the same opportunities. And you know why? Because those young men and those young women, they made something of themselves. They went to school. They beat the odds. You know, my friend, we'll call him D.
Yeah.
He'll tell you the childhood he had growing up. You know, he didn't have a father in the home. But he'll tell you himself it's bullshit. That people got to accept responsibility.
Baby, I just can't.
I'm just telling you what a black man has told me.
Right.
His experience. His black experience.
And I know that experience. And I know you told me. But here's the thing. I just cannot accept that the playing field's level right now. I just cannot.
It is.
It's not.
We've had a black president.
What does that mean as far as like people hiring other people?
Because you can't say that everybody in the country is racist. Because we would never have had a president that was black.
But I'm not saying it's racist. I'm just saying the playing field's not level. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then if it's not based on race, then what's it based on?
What do you...
You just said it's not racism. If someone's not getting a job because of their race, that's racism.
No, I'm not saying racism. I'm just saying I don't think it's fair across the board.
It's not fair for someone else to not get a job when they're... better qualified and should get the job.
What else are you going to do? How else are you going to...
How about you go get the same qualifications as that person that's got them...
But you can, and they can and they have. What I'm saying is the employer is in a lot of cases still, I believe, is not going to hire a black person over a white person with the same qualifications. I just don't believe that playing field's level right now. I just don't. I don't think that...
That's absurd.
Well, okay, it's absurd.
I don't buy it.
I don't think it's leveled. I mean, maybe going towards level. Maybe I don't have any data for that, but I just don't think that it's there.
So your bosses are white.
What does it matter what my boss is?
Well, because based on your theory, your boss should be white.
Why?
Because somebody white should have hired him. They should have never hired a black guy, right? Your boss got the job because he was way more qualified than anyone else. And I've met your boss, and he's a very smart individual. That's why he got the job, because he was the person best qualified for it. That's all I'm saying. Jobs or opportunities, anything, right, should go to the people that deserve them.
But
it shouldn't be based on...
I don't feel like it should say what I do or what my boss does.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying.
But in that particular field or that particular position and that job and the boss before him, he was able to also get that opportunity as well. I'm not really articulating this like as well as I should, but what I'm saying is maybe in a private sector, which that's not true either, because he's actually proved himself in the private sector.
Exactly.
Well, I know, but
you're proving my point.
I know this
is
a one-off, though. I don't think just based on my boss and his and what he's done up until now should be like the whole what everything's happened and how everything is.
All I know, it's not fair, because I went for a job and I was told that I passed everything. I had high scores. I had the highest score in certain areas and physical capabilities than anyone else that tried out. But I was told that they needed to hire women and minorities. And for that reason, I wasn't being hired this time to reapply.
Right.
That's not fair.
I'm a woman. I am actually a minority.
That's not fair. You think that's fair? That I shouldn't get the job,
even though I was
qualified.
But hold up, though. Men have had a lot. I don't think we should be talking about this. But men have had a whole like head start, if you want to look at it that way.
I didn't say that not hiring women isn't fair. But if I'm better qualified than a woman, I should get the job. She shouldn't get the job merely because she's got a vagina.
How would women get hired then?
Are you saying that women aren't able to perform on the same level as men?
No, but you're saying
then. No, I'm not. I'm saying these women in that particular instance were not.
You were told
I was told that.
Well, maybe in that particular situation, that moment in time, only that moment in time, then that would be unfair.
It was.
Okay, well then it is. But what I'm saying is not every time though.
No, but I'm not saying women shouldn't be hired. I'm saying they should have to perform the same as men.
Okay.
There should be one.
And I can agree with that.
Just like in the military, in the Marine Corps, okay? For men have to run, it is based on age, but you've got, let's say, I don't know what it still is, but it used to be I had to run 3 miles, and I had to do it under like 20-something minutes. I did it in 18 minutes, okay?
Okay.
But a woman, the same age as me, had longer to run that 3 miles in, okay?
Okay.
And she has to do less sit-ups than me and less pull-ups. Oh, she didn't have to do pull-ups. She just had to hang up there.
Well, I don't think women should be in the military.
I'm just saying, though.
Yeah.
If we're going to make it a place where people have to perform, it should be the same across the board. You shouldn't get a job over me just because you have a vagina, even though.
But men have actually men. That is
irrelevant.
Have dominated the market.
That is irrelevant.
Okay, so how do women or minorities, in that case, women being the minority? How do they break through that? How do they get through that barrier? How do they get into
the same
workplace?
Way anyone else does?
Well, not if
they go and get the qualifications.
If the people who hire people always hire men. No.
No, but you're making an argument that that's what happens when you don't know that.
I don't have the data in front of me, but that's how it's always been. But otherwise, if you do it, we wouldn't even have.
You just sat there and said that a woman should be hired over a man just because she's a woman.
No, I did say that, but I wasn't actually listening to you when you said that, because I was trying to think of what I was going to say before I said what I said. So, no, I don't think that someone, because of their minority, should be selected for a position just because they are a minority. I don't think that. I think that you should be qualified to get the job that you're going for.
Affirmative action is.
But also at the same time, I think that that is necessary. I do. Because
affirmative action is saying that you must hire this number of minorities and women over.
Okay, well then I guess then I guess you're right. Because I think that's necessary. And until you can find a better way to do that, to get minorities, whether it be women or blacks or Asians or whatever, then you come and implement that.
Why not say these are the standards? Okay. If you meet these standards, you can get the job.
Okay.
That's it.
But they do though. Like this, show me the data that they're not meeting the standards, and then they're
I'm just saying that's how you do it. These are the standards you need to meet to get into this school, to get this job, and as long as you meet them, you have just a fair chance as anyone else getting the job. But that's not how affirmative action works.
I know, because the minority should get preferential points if you meet those qualifying standards. So I believe in affirmative action. Otherwise, it would always be male-dominated.
Saying that no woman can score better than a man on a test?
No.
Well, then there are going to be women that score better.
Okay, so you meet the qualifying standards, but I think that in some cases that you should also check the box of if you're a minority, like woman or whatever race you are.
How about you don't have those boxes?
I don't even know what you're talking about because otherwise, then what you're saying is fuck everybody else. I don't care if you're a woman. I don't care if you're a minority.
No, you don't have a box that asks your sex. You don't have a box that asks your race.
Well, that ain't going to work.
Qualifications on a piece of paper.
You're going to get in front of somebody and interview with them. That's going to all go up.
Eventually.
Okay.
When you pull them in.
Okay. Well, everybody has their different protocol and their different standards for that. However, you are eventually going to, at some point, come face to face. So that ain't going to matter because it's going to come out.
Well, if someone was dead set against hiring a woman or a minority, they wouldn't do it.
It happens. It's happened to me before, in fact. I didn't get hired for a job because I was a woman. And I found that out later on.
Well, you shouldn't get the job just because you are a woman. That's not fair
either. I also met all the qualifying standards as well.
You shouldn't get the job just because you are a woman either. That's all I'm saying.
But I should not get the job because I'm a woman.
No, it shouldn't.
What
I'm saying is it shouldn't be based on your sex or your race.
Okay, but it was, and that's a reality, and that happened not too long ago. So you're acting like it didn't happen. It happens.
Well, it happened to me, but in the reverse.
It happened to me,
I was
too.
Discriminated against because I checked white male on an application.
Okay.
So
I was the female.
But what you're saying is discrimination. It's okay one way, but not the other way.
No,
it's wrong to discriminate against women and minorities, but it's okay to discriminate against a white male.
No.
Yes, that's exactly what you're saying.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not. You're just saying like, oh, I'm white male, so I should be able to get the job.
No, I don't think that at all.
Okay.
I think I should get a job if I'm the best qualified for it.
So do I.
If I'm not the best qualified for it, so be it. I just want a fair shot.
Yeah, well, also, I want a fair playing field for everybody.
I agree.
Okay, well, unless you come up with a better way, then let's hear it.
But all I'm saying is affirmative action is not fair.
Oh, well, come up with a better way.
It's not fair.
I will. Life's not fair.
You're saying it's a fair
Life's
system.
Not fair.
You're saying it makes it fair, but it doesn't.
I'm not saying it makes it fair. I'm saying that's a way that to make it happen. However, unless you come up with a better way, then suck it up. Deal with it.
Well, it's not the answer. I know that.
Okay, what is?
It's not that.
Okay. You can't say, it's not that. Then come up. If you don't like it, then you have to come up with another way.
I'm not in charge of that.
Okay. Well, there are actually two things going on here, but I've never said that, first of all, for the record. No, I'm just trying to say that out of all of my jobs, one black interview with one black male and one white female, but everybody else has been a white male. Did I always get the job? No. In fact, I know for a fact one white male didn't hire me because I was female.
Maybe he just didn't like you.
Probably not.
Well, okay.
Probably didn't like me because I was white female. I don't know.
Maybe.
That doesn't matter, though. I was qualified, okay? And there have been plenty of jobs that I was qualified
maybe,
for.
Just maybe. Have we ever thought about this? Just maybe. There was someone that was just a tad bit more qualified
Absolutely.
Than you.
Absolutely. So really, we can't even have this conversation because there's so many different factors. It could be somebody who was more qualified than me, somebody's more attractive than me, somebody that could who interviewed better than me. I mean, it could have been a lot
my
of different
only,
things.
My only thing is that I don't think someone would be given something just because they're a woman or they're a minority.
I think
over someone that has earned it or has better qualifications.
I think that
just to make a quota, that is wrong.
Well, I don't know. I have different feelings about that because one,
it's wrong.
Well,
it's discrimination.
I don't think it's that clear cut because
yes, it is.
No, let me tell you. Let me speak because it's like this. I have been hired in a position where no, I wasn't qualified. But it was misunderstood on my resume, and I more than exceeded. Like, I worked my ass off, and I actually exceeded in that position. And it was actually like a snafu. Like, they didn't even, like, they looked at my resume, and it was told later that they interpreted it to be something else, which is their fault. It was on them. However, I did get hired, and I exceeded everything. I wasn't qualified for that position.
But they thought you were.
They thought I was.
Right. That's why they hired you.
Okay.
Because they thought you were qualified for the position.
No.
They didn't hire you just because you were a woman. And we need a woman.
I didn't say that, though.
But you proved my point for me again.
No, I didn't.
Baby, they hired you because it doesn't matter they made a mistake. They genuinely thought...
Okay, but you're interrupting me before I made my point. And my point is going to be is that... I wasn't qualified for this position, but then I outshined in all areas, checked all the boxes, and, like, proved them wrong even after they realized that they made a mistake. So it doesn't matter, I think, in some cases that maybe you say on paper that you don't meet all the qualifications. But if you're not given that opportunity, then you can't. You won't be able to show them that you can get... Like, you just need that foot in the door. You need to break that glass ceiling, as they say.
Oh, my God.
Like, but that was just a joke. But anyway, but my point is serious. And it's that you just need the opportunity. And as a woman or as a black person, as an Asian or as a minority in any kind of capacity...
But
that you need that opportunity. And not it's not always there. And yes, I believe in affirmative action.
But in the same breath, women want to be equal. But they want special treatment.
I'm not saying that. I'm a woman.
But you want special treatment just because you are a woman.
I didn't say that. No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I don't think women should be in the military. I don't want special treatment. I want an opportunity.
Affirmative action is special treatment.
I want an opportunity. Just give me an opportunity. Just
you
give
want special treatment.
I want an opportunity.
That's affirmative action is special treatment.
Okay, well, of course.
It is.
You're a man. You're going to say that.
No. Look. There are plenty of women in my job that do a damn good job.
Could I do what they do?
Not with the knowledge set you have right now. Could you learn it? Yes, you could. But you couldn't be plugged in and do it.
Well, no shit.
Just right away.
Right.
But no, you're not ignorant. Yeah, you could learn how to do that. Would you necessarily make a good supervisor? I don't know. Because I don't. Not in that setting, in a corporate setting, I think you'd be a good supervisor, but not in my setting, what I do. Because
I'm
you
just
don't.
Saying, would I be able to do what you do?
The rudimentary basics, but because.
I'm not ever going to do what you do, but I just.
But because of certain. Let's say 99% of the time you could, but it's that 1%.
You're biased against me.
No, that 1% of the time you would not be able to because you do not react to pressure well or...
That's crazy.
You don't.
I do better when my plate is full.
Okay, when your plate is full and at work and when my plate is full at work are two different plates.
Okay, whatever.
Can we agree on that?
We have different things
but
on
listen,
our plate.
But listen, I couldn't do your job either. I would not be good at your job. Simply because I wouldn't like doing that kind of stuff. I just, it would drive.
Because I don't like doing that kind
of stuff. It would drive me nuts.
That was funny.
I would not be good at your job. Because not that I couldn't learn it, it's just I would have no interest in it. It would probably be boring.
Yeah.
But you've even said that you would purposely, you know, try to be the last person on my job to get somewhere. You know, so that would make you a shitty
person of what
at my job. We would call you a buddy fucker. So yeah.
That's why I'm not gonna
do. You'd be that person laying on everybody's leg.
Okay.
So yeah, you probably would not do good at my job.
That's why I would never do your job.
Could you learn it, the mental part of it? And yeah. Theoretically you could do it. You wouldn't be good at it, but you could do it. Yeah.
I just wanted to see what you would say.
But, you know, I'm not saying that, it just drives me nuts when I hear women say that we just want to be treated as equals.
I'm not a feminist, though. No, I'm not.
But it falls along that same line. In one breath, you're saying, I'm equal and I can do anything a man can do, but I should have special treatment because I'm a woman. And
it should have the opportunity.
They need to hire me because I'm a woman.
I should have the opportunity to be hired. And not be hired because I'm a woman. That's all I'm saying.
You should not be hired because you got a JJ.
I'm not... Well, okay. It's not so much that I'm saying hire me because I have a JJ, but don't not hire me because I have a JJ. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think that's happening, but...
Well, okay, I do.
You got hired.
Okay, well, you know what I do.
Yeah.
Sure. There has been an instance when I didn't because I had a JJ.
There could have been an instance you couldn't have got the job you got now because they might have had to hire a minority.
Okay, and you know
and
what?
And you wouldn't have got that job.
Another job.
You would think that would have been fair, though?
No, I wouldn't. Well, but I mean, oh my God, you're trying to trap me into something, I feel like. But it's like, I just want the opportunity. I'm not saying hire me because I'm not qualified. I'm saying hire, but don't not hire me because I'm a woman. That's what I'm saying. You're trying to twist it around.
No, I'm just saying
Why can't you see what I'm saying?
I can see what you said. You didn't get a job because you're a woman.
Yes.
And that's what you said.
You don't believe me.
I don't not believe you. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't. It probably happened. It probably didn't. I don't know.
But you think that doesn't happen?
No, there are certainly there are people out there that probably don't want to hire black people or hire Hispanics or Asians
or women
unless they're going to, you know, make coffee or something, which is they're good at that. They can make coffee.
Who, women?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just
I can't make coffee.
You know, or just sit there and let me look at them, you know.
Oh my
God. Like Mad Men. That was perfect.
Yeah.
Y'all got to work. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Got to work.
We need to go back to Mad Men days.
I know. That's how you believe that.
No.
I mean.
but seriously, I mean, it's.
No, you really do believe
women,
that.
Women shout, we want to be equal, but they don't. They don't want to be equal.
I don't. I just want an equal opportunity. I don't want to be equal. I don't want to be
Do I think a woman can be as smart as a man? Yes.
Yes.
Smarter.
Yeah, sure.
My, our daughter's smarter than me in certain things.
Right.
Like when it comes to polymer science, she would beat the fuck out of me all day long.
Yeah.
But if it comes to matters of what I do for a living,
yeah.
She would have no clue what the hell's going on.
Right.
Just
right.
wouldn't.
Right.
It's not because she's stupid.
It's relative, you
know,
yes.
She just doesn't know.
Right.
She hasn't been taught. But, you know, women can't just scream, we want to be equal, but we still want our privileges. That's like this whole shit where women think they can just knock the shit out of a man.
But not all women think that way. I don't think that way.
Well, a lot of women do. They think they can just beat the shit out of a man and he shouldn't be able to hit them back.
Well,
that's like this. I was watching that documentary, Next Chance U.
Yes.
And they had the quarterback from, I think he was at Florida State. And he was in a bar. And this fucking drunk, white, stupid bitch was in his face, screaming at him. Just in his face. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. This fucking white, privileged... Fucking, I'm daddy's girl. I'm fucking, I'm drunk, I'm going to be obnoxious and holler at this man. And she hauls off and punches him in the face. So what does he do? He punches her back in the fucking face.
Well, good for him.
And he, but they made him out to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because he punched a woman. Nobody said that, well, you know, he's a man. He shouldn't hit her. He's stronger than her. Well, what? Wait. I thought we're all equal here. Women are equal. They want to be treated equal? That you get treated equal then. You can't fucking hit another human being.
Right.
And don't think they're going to be able to fucking not hit you back.
Right. I certainly agree with that. I think sometimes you need to be put in your place. And if it's if you hit somebody and they hit you back, then guess what? They put you in your place.
Now, that I don't think that men should just go around beating women.
Right.
You know, when they get in an argument, you just get to beat your wife. No. Right. You can shake her a little bit. You know, but don't beat her. I'm just kidding. But yeah, and look, it's part of that probably because he was black. Probably a lot of the outrage.
What do you mean?
Well, he was a black guy,
but
black
outrage
kid.
On what?
Well, black guy knocked the fuck out this white girl, but she deserved it as far as.
Right.
But I was, you know, I listen to my sports talk shows when I'm driving around. And they were all on this kid, like, he shouldn't have hit that girl.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking said.
She hit him first.
Right.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, I think one woman called and brought it up.
Really?
And and the host was like, oh, well, you know, you don't hit a woman. Remember. What the fuck's he supposed to do? Stand there and let her beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, that's not fair for him. I'm a woman. I don't.
You know?
That's actually happened to me, and I'm glad it did.
So he gets kicked out of Florida State.
Really?
He's got to go play in Scuba, Mississippi, or East Mississippi in Scuba, whatever the fuck it is.
Poor thing.
You know? He lost his scholarship.
Damn.
And why? Because some fucking stupid white drunk bitch whose daddy didn't fucking teach her, don't hit men.
Right.
Because they fucking, we'll hit you back.
Yeah. Somebody, when I was 18, I slapped a guy before, and he slapped me back. And you know what? I didn't even get mad because I'm like, okay, a point taken.
Well.
Because I slapped him first. And
Yeah.
I mean, what was I to expect? Of course. And that had never happened before. Now, I didn't think I'm going to slap him and he's not, I'm untouchable. I just
Yeah, you did.
In the heat of the moment, I was so mad.
But you never thought he'd hit you back because it never happened before.
But I never slapped a guy before. So what I'm saying is, I didn't think in my mind before I slapped him, I'm going to slap this guy and he's not going to slap me.
That's
back.
Why you hit me all the time, because you know I won't hit you.
Well, yeah. But you do.
Mm-hmm.
You shake me, I'm sorry.
No, never.
You just did.
That was a joke.
Okay.
But you hit me up before.
Mm-hmm.
I am a victim. Me too.
Yeah.
Too. I'm a victim of spousal abuse.
Me too. You too, me too.
You've slapped me in the shower.
Yeah.
You've thrown stuff at me.
Yes.
I've never thrown anything at you. I've never put my hands on you.
Okay.
I haven't.
Okay.
You don't sit over there and lie.
I'm not lying.
No, you like you being sarcastic over there.
Okay. All right.
You know.
What?
But we're in a relationship. Like, if you hit me, I wouldn't hit you. I would not hit you back because I said wouldn't, but it didn't come out right. If you hit, you know, but if we were strangers in a bar and you just some crazy drunk bitch that stand up in my face screaming at me, you just haul off and hit me, I'm probably going to knock you the fuck out. But because you're my wife and I know how you get when you drink, I expect it.
You turned me into the abuser, all right?
Well, no, I mean, you get a little saucy when you drink.
What?
You get a little saucy.
No, it's happened once, okay.
No, I'm not talking about hitting. I'm talking like when you drink, you get like, you don't want nobody telling you, like, just like in New Orleans, when you were drunk, falling, stumbling around, you had like 10 hurricanes, 2 coronas,
3 Bloody Marys.
Yeah. And so you think you're fucking fine walking perfect.
Fine walking perfect.
But you're fucking falling everywhere. You're going up to strangers. Asking them for M&Ms.
No, I was like yelling at him.
Right. And so when I grab you and I'm just trying to keep you from falling down, you get mad. You're like, stop it. Get off of me. Stop bullying me.
You're making me walk like you wanted me
I was
to walk.
Making you not fall down. That's what I was doing. Walk straight.
Okay, well, in my defense, the streets in New Orleans are not even.
I was walking just fine, but okay. I'm just saying. That's how you get, though. You get little...
When you walk in heels in the streets in New Orleans, it's not even.
You get a little aggressive when you drink.
So
you
know? I might, like, teeter-totter, but that's only because the streets are not level.
Right, yes.
They're not level.
It's the streets.
It's the streets.
Yeah.
Don't...
But that's how
never
you
never stop blocking the streets.
You know,
is that illegal? Can I sing that?
Probably he wouldn't. Seth MacFarlane wouldn't care.
I'm sorry, Seth. Don't sue me. Don't sue me.
But yeah,
the Rock songs are already knocking at my door. So
if family members that are listening to this, you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. So yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about.
My daughter knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
She knows exactly how you get. So she was there for Christmas. She's seen all that drama.
Yeah, well, that wasn't me. I didn't do any drama.
Well, it was your mm-hmm. your sister. I mean, it's the same thing. DNA, the same. Yeah. And you got crazy too. Come hollering at me. So yeah, was you?
No, I told you to fix it.
No, you were like,
you better fix this.
God damn it! You wasn't like, you better fix this.
You said your name.
Well, it don't matter. But that's how you get.
Okay.
I say you couldn't do my job because you freak out too much.
Sorry. That's right. You couldn't do my job because you'd have to be nice.
Because I would throat punch somebody.
Yeah, you would.
They come up my face talking about, you better get me this. I'm like, you better get the fuck out my face.
You would. And you do that. And that's not nice to people.
I do it to people that don't respect me. And
oh, come on.
I'm not rude to people unless they get out of line.
No, you're not rude to people.
And I put them in check.
But you don't have any patience. Well, that's not true. You do have patience, and you can defuse people. However, you just that whole customer service thing is not you either. I don't know. I don't get that. It should be because
customer service is not the business I'm in.
No, but
I'm there because shit's gone wrong and it needs to be fixed. And I'm the motherfucker that knows how to fix it, not you. So go sit over there and let me fucking fix it. I don't need your input, because if you could have fixed it, you wouldn't have called me.
Yeah, you are like the leader.
It's that simple.
Right. But you can defuse people, though. You can.
Well, that's...
Or defuse people.
Part of it.
Did I say defuse people? Yeah, you can defuse people, and you can... I don't know the word I'm looking for. I just said it.
Diffuse. It's called verbal judo.
Okay. And that's an art. And I very much admire you for it. And I really wish I could learn that from you. Because I could, but I haven't yet.
It's all about reading people.
Right.
You got to make things seem like it's their idea.
Right. And make
they're more willing to accept.
Like they feel like what's they going on. Win and they're coming out on top, but you're getting what you want to get to. Right.
It's easy.
I don't know.
Because most people are followers by nature. They want to be told what to do.
Right. Okay.
Majority of people.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I feel there being a lot of alphas.
Mm-mm. About 1% of the population is those kind of people that have to be in charge or want to be in charge. Most people are followers. They just go with the crowd.
Okay.
Like you are a follower.
Yeah, I'm a pleaser. I'm a people pleaser. You and will a follower.
Go along with whatever.
With my conspiracy theory. Yeah.
Their youngest one's the same way.
Yeah.
Or she's not the youngest, but second to youngest. But.
Second to youngest.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And the youngest is just the opposite. She'd rather be running shit.
Yeah.
Than following shit.
She's just like you.
That's why she don't like that other little girl, because that other little girl comes over here and tries to run shit.
Right. I never thought about that, but
that's exactly what it is. But, yeah, most people want to be told what to do because they're not comfortable making decisions.
Right. Right. That makes sense.
So.
Where were we going with that? I don't know, but.
But I'll start it with you being wrong about affirmative action, but.
Okay.
You were. You want to be treated equal, but you won't.
I can't be wrong about my opinion. Like, that's my opinion. That's how I feel.
You can have an opinion, but it can still be wrong.
According to